Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show
just for your listening pleasure.
I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually gotten to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
Come on, what do you say?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Now, look, you know, pay attention to a lot going on. Some of you have asked me, but you haven't joined us. Now, I realize it was a 4th of July Sunday, so I'll cut you some slack. You know, every Thursday night, myself and Alfonso and Rachel get together, Zoe Rachel, as we call them. We talk about godly management, not with the old these and thous and all that other stuff. Seriously. Issues of the day that we can speak to in plain, simple English. Now, I know some of you get offended because you've written me when I talk about King's English and what have you. We don't do these, thoueth, saith. It doesn't change God's word when you change saith to says. Okay? I mean, seriously. So, but tune in, take a listen. It's live Sunday nights, 6 to 7:30, and you can check it out on the website, the Joe Messina Show, and other places too. You know, again, if you, some of you have said this is really cool, I love what you guys do together. Here's a chance for you to see it or listen to it every week. If you want to check it out on Spreaker, Spreaker. You check it out there as well. You can look up Soul Food Radio, Soul Food Radio with me and Zoe, and I think you really enjoy it. I really think that you'll get a different understanding of the word, because it's not so formal. And God doesn't want us to be so formal that we chase each other away, right? That's really what it boils down to. Anyhow, so some of this is over. Some of the crazy stuff that's gone on the 4th, I just love this. We had a, locally, the parade had been canceled. And so a bunch of conservatives got together and said, hey, look, this is ridiculous. We don't have to cancel it. We can do a car parade, which was fine. It was great. It was wonderful. So they did the car parade. There was, I think, 80 to 100 cars involved in it. And the other thing was, everybody was in their car with their flags going. So one, again, we're in California. We're trying to have some fun and what have you. And somebody, you know, once he gets the rules and put up a Confederate flag of some kind, and because I know there's different variations of it, the only thing the loons on the left could really hone on is that one flag. Out of the 80 cars, that one flag. Not the message that were on the side of the cars, not the American flags, not everybody just really, really, really appreciating the birth of America. Because they got to make you hate this place. Think about it. There were always, you know, they had these stupid sayings early on, love trumps hate. Really? How is that working out? Who do you actually love? Where is the love? I don't see the love. I don't see any of it. The minute you tell somebody you're a conservative, you're a Republican, you're a Christian, the love flies out the window for them. They won't even tolerate you, let alone accept you, yet they ask for total and complete acceptance no matter what they're doing. total. I haven't seen anybody speak out against, you know, Dr. B and I were talking about the must-have kink. Can you believe this garbage? This has nothing to do with... Look, this has nothing to do with holding up or understanding the LGBTQ community. This is bullpuckies. And I hope some of you on the left are listening and trying to make fun of me because I want to see you defend this. Any human being being led on a leash by another human being is degrading and disgusting. And that's what you saw over and over and over again in this kink parade or whatever it is. You saw men with little pouches holding up their penises because somehow that is what you have to have in a parade. And the more kink kids see, the more relaxed they'll be with themselves. They may not be able to add and subtract. They may not be able to read. But at least they'll know what a penis pouch is. You, if this is good for you, if this is what you think is right, I'm telling you now, you're a sick, sordid human being. Yeah, I hope I'm teeing a lot of you loons on the left off. These are children. These are little kids. Now, I know that Hitler and Marx and the rest of them knew if they got the kids, if they could sway the kids, they had the country. But as long as I got a heartbeat and some of the other ones listen to the show, you're not going to get to those kids. I'm not going to let you. This is wrong. You've got them confused about their sexuality. You've got them confused about black and white. Now you want to confuse them as that, you know, it's okay for them to be on the end of a leather chain or a leather leash while somebody whips your behind. Really? Yeah, that's what I want my child to think is okay. That's sick. And you want to do it as adults? That's up to you. You have the right, your brain cells might or might not be functioning properly. I don't really want to make a judgment call there. That's up to you. And again, they want this to be part pretty much of every parade that takes place in the country. We're talking about a 4th of July parade, and they want to interject kink into it. Why? Why? One woman that was interviewed says, I want my kids to see it. What? Well, that parody needs to be checked. Why? What good could possibly come out of that? Right? Now, it represents this move, this more commonly held view, that the LGBTQ community, and many on the right, and even the left realize that they want to bring this back. This is something they should bring back. Well, thank you. Don't continue your host. Come back. Don't go.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
What I believe to be, I hope to be, this is a strategic move, is that, you know, it is my show. So I might as well name it after myself. It's been like that for years and years and years, and we just thought that it's about time I take credit and or the punishment for having the show as a whole. Anyway, I do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate some of you that have been around for years and years and years, from the very, you know, if anybody out there have been around since like the very beginning, I think it was 08 or 09, I'd love to hear from you. I would love an email or something that said, hey, I've been listening to you off and on for that long and this and that. Every once in a while I get a call, you guys leave a voicemail, which I very much appreciate on that line. But would love to hear what you have to think about what has changed and what hasn't changed. So back at what I was starting to rail on before we went to break is how we on the right, and there's so many more of us, which is not as loud as they are. Although I got to tell you something, if you really care, like you say, about the kids, you really care about where we're at in this country, then open your mouth. You're going to have to eventually. I mean, when you've got people telling you, you know, this is a good one. And I was just talking about this, how this article about how kids need more kink. Kids! You want to create such doubt in these children. You're pitting children against their parents. You're pitting these children against basics. What makes you so right? Because you're doing something kinky or you're living a different kind of lifestyle, all of a sudden, what is it, you justify it by pulling other people into it? And yet, if a person wants to live a moral lifestyle, right, if they want to live like what we, you know, religiously moral, whatever you want to call it, they want to go to church on Sunday, they want their kids to go to church, you're going to come down on them because you see them as backwards, not progressive? What's so progressive about two women sleeping together? When I was a kid in the 60s and 70s, the guys thought that was really kinky, and it turned them on just watching two women having sex. Yes, I told you, this is a real show, okay? So what does that make it all of a sudden? It's a good thing to do? Yeah, you know, the only way to stop that is just to keep telling you that you're giving men what they want. That'll stop you dead in your tracks. But seriously, everything now has come down to it's about sex, sexual orientation, what you shouldn't be, what you shouldn't be, how you shouldn't believe and should believe, in a way to have sex, who to have it with, how many to have it with, how many times to have it, whether you can have it with yourself or multiple other people. You have no right to push that on my children, or me for that matter. You want to live it, you want to do it in your life, go for it. I don't have a right to stop you, and I wouldn't. In your bedroom, in your home, wherever, you do whatever you want to do. But the minute you start telling me that my God is whacked or wrong or doesn't exist, and you want to tell me that sexual orientations and such are fine, then you're wrong. You're the fascist. You're exactly the thing that you're fighting against, which seems to be very common for the far-left progressives. And this piece that was written in, I guess it was the Washington Post, which I'm no surprise there, right? The title is, yes, kink belongs at Pride, and our kids need to see more of it. This is great. I would love to have that parent on this show. I would love to hear what she has to say. In the piece, the author, Lorena Rowello, she gives an account of the first time that she, her children, and her wife went to a pride parade. So already, they're in a situation on a side that they want to promote, so that they feel more accepted, more included. Now, her wife dressed, now you've got to follow this carefully, I know it's confusing. Her wife dressed as a transgender woman for the first time. That means that the transgender woman was a male that now became a female. Right? So a male who married a female from a biological standpoint, from a scientific standpoint, because he was turned on by her, and vice versa. Now, I don't know if they went through the whole operation. I don't know any of that. I don't need to know any of it. And they're going to go into a parade dressed as a transgender woman for the first time. Just let that all sink in, as even how confusing that is in and of itself. Now, Orwello, who writes from Philadelphia, makes the case that not just for openly kinky pride parades, but for children attending them, saying it's vital to their health. Really? Where were the studies done on that for the last 20, 30 years? We want our children to learn and grow from their experiences at Pride. Well, can't they learn and grow from their experiences at church? Can't they learn and grow from their experiences in maybe a heterosexual environment? Hey, look, they're going to use Pride and Kink and everything else. Get off it. I hear that heterosexual is now a derogatory term of some kind, so it's homosexual. Well, I'll use the scientific terms. You use what you want. How's that? How else can they learn from the scope and vitality of queer life? Well, who says they have to? Why should they have to? Why should you force them to? What makes queer life right? What makes it wrong? What makes it right? Well, why do I have to accept it as right when you won't accept my lifestyle as right? She goes on to say that children who witness kink culture are reassured that alternative experiences of sexuality and expression are valid, no matter who they become as they mature, helping them recognize that their personal experiences aren't bad or wrong, that they aren't alone in their experiences. Yeah. So anything goes. That's basically what she just wrote here. Anything goes. I'm sorry, anything doesn't go. I'll say one thing off the bat. I appreciate Rowella admitting that pride parades are in fact often overly kinky, full of attendees making sexual innuendos and gestures while wearing an over-the-top sensual garb. Xander Gibb used to say that all the time. He never understood the reason behind it. But what is so prideful about being naked? Are you prideful? Most people who would walk around naked are prideful about their bodies anyhow. Why, because you have the same parts that other males or other females or whatever you want to call them have? How is that prideful? What's that being prideful about? I'm going to keep it clean, I promise. Rowello argues, and this is where the fascism comes in. Rowello argues that failing to let your children see kinky acts at pride parades is just oppressive. Well, I'd say, Rowello, what you're doing is borderline child abuse. Because even if everybody was of the male and female persuasion, went back to thinking the way we thought in the 50s, I don't want my kids seeing two people having sex, or my 8-year-old daughter seeing a guy's penis in a parade. That's it. So we'll see you home.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. and Russia are in talks about a possible prisoner swap involving a Wall Street Journal reporter. That's according to a Kremlin spokesperson who also noted that talks must be carried out and continue in complete silence. Evan Gershkovich is accused of spying by Russia. Beachgoers in New York keeping their eyes on the water this July 4th after a shark attack on a young swimmer.
Monday at Robert Moses State Beach, a 15-year-old girl suffered some wounds to her leg after she was bitten.
Shark attack at the lifeguard station Kismet Beach.
A few hours later, about 7 miles away on Kismet Beach, a 15-year-old boy who was surfing was bitten by a shark on his left foot. Meantime, Tuesday morning, there was a shark sighting on Robert Moses State Beach Field number 4, and people were asked to get out of the water. Lisa G., New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show
just for your listening pleasure.
I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us,
and I hope you had a great day.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and going through these stories that just make me want to throw up, really. You heard Dr. B earlier. Where are the people sticking up for these kids? You just joined it. We're talking about the recent story that was written around, I think it was in the Washington Post, that kids need more kink. No, I'm not talking about your 14 to 15 and 16-year-old, because I don't think they should either. No, they're talking about your 7, 8, 9-year-old. They're not wanting to indoctrinate these kids at all, are they? This is not, again, what is the reasoning behind this? I haven't seen any kind of, decade-long study done on this to say that this is what these kids need. This will help them in the math, reading, and science. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The writer on this piece, she thinks it's oppressive if you don't take your kids there. She writes of her own experience, because her own experience should be what everybody's is. You see how they do this? A bare-chested man in dark sunglasses, whose black suspenders clipped into a leather thong. The man paused to be spanked playfully by his partner with a flog. "What are they doing?" my curious kid asked. My toddler just cheered them on. The pair was the first of a few dozen kinksters who danced down the street, laughing together as they twirled their whips and batons. Well, it's the laughing part that makes it okay, I guess. At the time, my children were too young to understand the nuance of the situation, but I told them the truth, that these folks, they were members of our community celebrating who they are and what they like to do. Now, while I can appreciate what, look, she's being honest, trying to be bold in admitting where she stands, But it doesn't make her stance right. In fact, it's more appalling because she argues that the nature of the sexual displays at the parades is helpful for children to see. Are you hearing this? I don't want to see displays of heterosexual type of sexual innuendo at a parade. I don't want to see it. And the way we did it, or the way they did it, you people say the music doesn't affect your kids. You say that these performances are no big deal. It's just performances. This came because if you saw what was going on in the music industry, if you saw what was going on up on stage, how many times, even in the Super Bowl games, when you saw these people dancing up there and doing whatever it is they do, you say, my God, looks like they're trying to have sex on stage. But everybody threw that out because you're just an old white guy. You're stuck up on everything. These people have turned everything, you heard me, into a sex act of some kind. It doesn't matter when kids see it, it's fine. Let's just take the triple, these are the people who would have taken a triple X off of every rating, allowed kids to watch anything they wanted to watch, when they wanted to watch it, and let's have sexual, not innuendo, actual frontal nude sex going on during primetime on TV. Why not? This is what they want. She went on to talk about how she argues that the nature of the sexual displays at the parades is helpful for children to see. And at one point, she tries to split hairs, claiming, but Kingsters at Pride are not actually engaged in sex acts. Let's not confuse their self-expression with obscenity. Men aren't actually having sex with one another, just pretending. So that makes it okay. God, amazing. Because that doesn't do anything to set them up later on, does it? This is one of the worst arguments. I shouldn't say that. I've seen worse arguments, but this is a bad argument. Right? And by this logic, we should allow and encourage children to observe an array of pornographic videos and such and abuse on the internet. You know, I mean, what is that one? Why don't you just buy them a subscription to Pornhub. You want the kids to learn. And that's a safe environment because, you wouldn't have to wear a mask if you're just behind a computer, right? Children aren't ready for this. I love when they throw out things like, this is good for them. This is helps them become stronger and understand what the community is all about. No, it's actually not good for them. They're not emotionally ready for this. Right? It's emotional and physical abuse to a big degree. This is from many, many counselors and psychologists, not Joe Mazzina. Forcing children to watch sex acts. Really? And calling it a non-traditional way of being. That's not it at all. Traditional or not. When was it okay? When is it okay to have a child watch two adults having sex? Why don't you just let your kids into your bedroom? They can watch you have sex with your wife or whatever. Right? Why not? Maybe even one better so they can see the ugliness. Force your kids to watch a rape scene. How's that? Get them in an R-rated or triple X-rated film. Well, triple X nowadays, whatever. R-rated is close to what triple X used to be. Right? Well, what are they learning about? What's the vitality of queer life is one of the comments that she makes. What's the goal for the parent? Rick, what's the goal for putting your 8-year-old, and I got an 8-year-old granddaughter, 10-year-old granddaughter. What could an 8-year-old possibly get out of this? I mean, you people out there, you parents out there, Dr. B and I were going to discuss this, but you parents out there, who think you're going to allow your child to choose whether they, I'll wait. I'll let my kid choose later on whether they want to follow God or not. Right? I'll wait. I'll let my daughter or son, or I'll let my child decide whether they're male or female later on down the road. I'm not going to expose them to anything that you hear all this nut job, what they think makes sense on the left. But when it comes to sexuality, we need to make sure that they see it, know it, feel it, all at what, 3 years old, 4 years old? When does this actually start? I want to know. I want to see if I missed something here. This has nothing to do about equality. Absolutely nothing. the parade parades, the parade pride parades. Most of the entries you see, most of what you see going on, allude to some kinky sexual acts. Is that really what the gay and lesbian community is all about? Seriously? I speak like this because I've had several gay members, community members on. Xander was on a regular basis. He hated this stuff. Hated it. Because it really put them in a bad light, he felt. He said, I didn't fight all those years for, you know, gay freedom, if you would. Or gay equality, whatever, you know, whatever he called it, whatever he called it, what he called it. For them to start doing this kind of stuff. Right? You want to, you know, adult, you want to have an adult parade do this? Good luck to you. Right? This is our children being exposed to things they shouldn't be exposed to at a young age. Any kind of sex, sexual innuendo, no, not there. Shouldn't be there. 855 Real Joe, 855 732 5563. Always be engaged, always be involved. Really, seriously. And by the way, the post has been getting pummeled on Twitter and other places for this. You know, no place for this. And these are from people who actually support the gay and lesbian community. Just always a lot of fun on this kind of stuff. All right. Another thing that never stops is the hypocrisy of the left. I talked to you earlier about how Joe Biden is having a big to-do there on the White House lawn, or had a big to-do with it. Thousands of people were there yet telling us we shouldn't be in large crowds. Some of the reasons they canceled some of the events they had going on because they didn't want the large crowds there. Now, you know, Cori Bush, she falsely claimed that black people aren't free in the U.S., and I'm just going to take license with this because, you know what? I'm not a racist, never have been one. Don't even play one on the radio. But when we come back, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the game that they play and throw at the black community on a regular basis. Joe Mattini, your host. You're listening to the Joe Mattini Show. Be back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show
just for your listening pleasure.
I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Please answer the question.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563, get involved, be engaged. Truly be part of the, you know, be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed, right? That's what we talk about on a regular basis. If you get informed, then you're speaking of, you've got some ammunition, if you would. A lot of times, frankly, honestly, the people on the left don't have that. They have talking points to get from their party, which I realize people on the right do the same thing. I wish they wouldn't do that either, as you hear me complain about it on a regular basis. But, you know, in all sincerity, get informed, then engage. You'll leave them with their mouths hanging open. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I see it on the show. I see it when I get to get in front of somebody. When I actually get to talk to them face to face, because they think that all we do is sit here, take our marching orders from the Republican Party, Trump, and or I don't know, any kind of right wing organization. If they only knew, very few of us actually talk to each other, and some who do, they don't share information, so to speak. There's not a lot of that going on, you know. Again, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, stay engaged. So the Cori Bush
She falsely claimed that black people aren't free in the U.S., and I told you, this may be uncomfortable for some of you, but deal with it. The left is still trying to, you know, remember Joey Biden, right? They want y'all back in chains. And even the black community hates when he says that. They hate where he, they hate when he goes down these lines, this information. The far left wackoid Cori Bush, Representative Cori Bush out of Montana, is that Montana? Yeah. She faced widespread backlash on Sunday after she demonized the United States on the 4th of July. She claimed that blacks are still not free. When they say the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this. The freedom they're referring to is only for white people. This land was stolen land and black people still aren't free. Okay, yeah, it's all stolen, right? They don't say that about any other group, you know that? We're the only ones that ever stole land from somebody in any way, shape, manner, or form. And I bet you if you really looked at what went down, again, I'm going to say it, as far as America's concerned, we were probably fair, more fair, with some of these groups than other countries would have been, or were. Notable, many notable black Americans slammed Bush over her remarks. Daryl Harrison, who's the host of the Daryl Harrison podcast show, he said that Bush was an angry black woman, very angry black woman. Her anger is eating her alive from inside out. You know, you see that in a lot of angry people, not just black people, whites too, Asians, others. You just see what it does to them. Daryl says, I pity her because the freedom she seeks is not the freedom that she needs. Now, freedom will continue to evade her as long as she carries that anger within her heart. He's right. And it won't stop, because they truly believe they're so right, it won't stop anytime soon. Leo Terrell, I mean, he was a hardcore lefty for the longest time. He said, don't respond to this idiot. She wants attention. She hates herself. I have to say, I agree with him. Kim Klasick, she was a GOP congressional candidate for Baltimore, the Baltimore area. She says, I can say something rude, but I think it's best to make sure that we have some of them running against her and ensure that the individual has our full support with access to every resource necessary to take her down in 2022. It's a black woman. It's funny how that works, too. Black women on the left are saints. There's nothing they can say is wrong. Everything they have, every thought they have, every comment they make is gospel truth, and you better not question it. But when it comes to a conservative black person, they are always wrong. They're brainwashed. They have a mental illness. Right? Really? Just ask them. Right? Just ask the left. They'll tell you that. Katrina Pearson, political advisor, apparently history continues to escape black Democrats, who probably never even heard of Crispus Attucks. But then, these are the same people that continue to be and vote for Democrats, who marginalize and victimize minorities. They're the ones on a regular basis, frankly, if you're in a black community and you listen to those on the left speak, you guys are flaming idiots. No, this is their words, not mine. You cannot find a way to get an ID. You cannot find your way to City Hall. You don't know how to use a bus. God forbid you should have internet, because according to Joe Biden, you have no clue on how to use an internet. The other thing is, the reason that black businesses don't grow or don't come into being is because black people can't figure out, you know, that they need an attorney or how to use an attorney or a CPA. These are Joe Biden's words and others in the Democrat Party. Now, if anybody on the left ever said that about you, on the right ever said that about you, we would be flaming, raging racists, would we not? Suggesting that you're not smart enough to figure it out? Thomas Jefferson Williams, writer, said, I'm a 40-year-old American descendant of slaves. The year 2021, I have been free my entire life. Who is the they that these people are constructing? Who are they that these people are talking about? The implication is that black people and other non-whites, of course, uniformly feel alienated from such notions of freedom. This would shock people like Ralph Ellison, Albert Murray, Stanley Crouch, and a whole bunch of other people. I mean, think about it. Black people, I mean, I could go on for the rest of the show and name successful black person after black after black. right? I guess they're sellouts. They must be sellouts. Matter of fact, you've heard Sonya Smith say it. Even with her own family that she used to fight with, when she spoke proper English, when she got back with her friends from the area, the hood, or whatever she called it, you'd take it up with her, not me. If she acted educated in any way, if she spoke in an educated way, they put her down. Why? Zoe says it on a regular basis. They're the most self-deprecating group there is. They get on each other for everything. They put each other down for everything. What's that all about? Why? Allie Beth Stuckey says, if you believe this, the moral thing to do would be to leave for a more virtuous country where black people are free. See, that's the, and at first I started thinking about that. I started thinking about, you know, just tell them to go. Go find another country. Well, they're going to respond with, no, I'm going to stay here and fight. Here's the problem. They don't fight. They don't put up legislation or policies or processes that would make it better for the black community. They just throw out the same old stuff, right? Reparations, we get jobs first. No, we don't want to hear about whether you're qualified or not. Sure, there's a lot of Delta Airlines with a lot of black folks that don't know how to fly. What do you think? They deserve to get the job. We owe it to them. Right? This is how ridiculous they sound. But they know. They know that this is the best place for them. This is where they can get away with spewing that garbage. This is where they get away with spewing that hate. So, again, we could do this all night. Eric Erickson, the political commentator, also said that America is so often that people who aren't free can get elected to the United States Congress. Isn't that amazing? People who aren't free can actually get elected as president. People who aren't free are nominated and confirmed for attorney general. I'm confused. I don't know how this works. Jay Caruso, he's an editor, he says, you're an elected member of the United States House of Representatives. You're not only free, you're one of the privileged. Yes, very true. They do have a lot more privileges than we do. They do get away with a lot more than we do. Right? It just never stops. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, if you head up to the website, a lot going on there. We are making some changes in the show. Nothing major. Well, pseudo-major, because we're changing the name of the show, but the name's in the old name. It's the Joe Messina Show. You can head up, if you want to try to find the website, you want to try to find, I love it. They're making some changes to it, so we've had some glitches. Don't get crazy. Have some patience. Again, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Really. Get any stories or topics you want me to handle, take on, deal with? Just send me emails. Let me know. I'm more than happy to look into this stuff. Always get a big kick out of the fact. Look, this is why I say you got to get informed when you talk to these people. Think about something here. New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Seattle, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Austin, San Francisco, Salt Lake City, Portland, Harlan, Hartford, and Atlanta. Right? Of all those cities, name which ones are run by Republicans. And I ask that because every one of those cities defunded the police department. All right? In Chicago, 74 people were shot over the weekend. 14 were killed.
Let freedom ring. Let the world sing. Let the
meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?